What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
4 o'clock hour, started a little late, but we had a lot to cover in the last segment. We let Josh Appel stick around for headlines here because we enjoy having Josh around. It's that time of year. I meet your friends and have a good old time. He's all excited about the Marlins. Marlins are really putting it together, Josh.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Augustin Romero's a second deck home run last night. Great outing from Jansen Junk through a one hitter. I mean, they have the second best record in baseball, only behind the Astros since I believe early June.
Who are you asking? Us?
I wasn't asking. I was just trailing off the thought.
Speaking of the, by the way, we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away every day this week. 4-pack for Marlins Royals on July 20th. So keep listening. We have not given away today's 4-pack yet. Let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Hey, I'd like to bring up something I read in Bleacher Report a couple days ago, just never got to it. They put out the Mount Rushmores of every NFL franchise, so the player Mount Rushmore of every NFL franchise. Here's the four best players of the Miami Dolphins since 2000. This is for 2000.
Okay, so just since 2000, yep. Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Jason Taylor.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's tough after that. Was Zach on the? Yeah, Zach.
Zach was playing when I got there. So JT, okay. Zach.
JT, Ricky? ZT are in there, 100%.
Ricky Williams.
What'd you say, Josh?
Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams, yeah. Is not on this list.
Wow.
Really?
That's when he came back.
Right. The first.
No, the Wonstat stint was part of that, and then he left, and then he came back.
So JT,
Rick probably,
Zach Thomas, Sam Madison.
Nope.
No. Can't it have to be younger guys. It has to be past 2010, like the
Did
last
you say
15
Cam Wake,
years.
Josh?
Yeah, Cam Wake's got to be on this.
Cam Wake, yeah, is on this list. So you've got three of the four, according to Bleacher Report: Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Cam Wake, and
Gus Farah.
Can't be all defense. It has to be an offensive player.
Offense or defense, Solana?
Defense.
Really? Wow. Four defensive players.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey.
That bum? No.
Are they saying Xavien Howard as the fourth?
X-Man is your fourth.
That makes sense.
I really thought Farrat was on it.
Brent Grimes could make a case for him.
No, you can't.
You can't make a case for Brent Grimes.
Actually, you literally, there is not a single player that you can make less of a case for, Hawk, than Brent Grimes, unless your name is Omar Kelly.
Stop that. Brent Grimes was a very good cornerback.
Yeah.
The Wildcat with my man Ronnie B, I could make that case.
Well, I put together my own Mount Rushmore, and I'm not even trolling here. I did this based off vibes. What individual player made me feel something since 2000?
All right.
I'll start right there. Ronnie Brown deserves to be on this list. Wildcat year, all built around Ronnie Brown. And week three, after starting 0-2 in Foxborough, the way Ronnie Brown reinvigorated my spirit as a Dolphins fan single-handedly with those five touchdowns and throwing one Anthony Fasano, to me, he's a Mount Rushmore in the 2021st century Dolphins player. Not even a question. Zach Thomas is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
What were his years, though? What did he play for the Dolphins? Was it mostly 2000s?
Yeah.
96, got drafted in 96 and played till like
07, right?
07, yeah. He left when I was there.
Yeah, man. Finished in Dallas in 08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. Kenyon Drake for the Miami Miracle. Just based off play, individual play that made me feel something, Kenyon Drake with maybe the greatest play post Dan Marino.
I like it.
And then finally, mm-hmm.
Kenny Stills, of course, for kneeling. No.
Half of the people will agree with you.
Greg Camarillo.
Hell no.
Crowder, you should agree with that.
Biggest win of an entire calendar year for you.
Kept you from literally being hated in this town. Going 0-16. You're 0-16 team.
Anything.
You'd be a joke in this city if it wasn't for Greg Camarillo.
Be a joke and damn hell with you. We were playing defense.
Let's give a little credit to Cleo Lemon there, by the way. That's a very difficult, short, little slant he had to throw.
Mike White. He would have made that play, right, Bo?
Would have made it like 17 times, doing it in his sleep.
Yeah.
Vernon Who was not Carey, on there? Vernon Carey. There's some linemen that have balled that will not get any credit for what they've done because they're linemen.
You're going to think I'm prisoner of the moment, but I don't see how Tua is not on that Mount Rushmore. No, I'm serious. We have not had as talented a quarterback since Dan Marino than Tua. And he has delivered, and he's given excitement. I would absolutely have Tua. If you did a Mount Rushmore of Dolphins players, vibes, the way Solana's saying.
I don't know what that means.
Vibes, just Dolphins players who've made you proud to be a Dolphins fan or given you something special during this 25-year span, which has been tremendously not special. Mm-hmm. Someone on the Dolphins who's given you something, some sort of excitement, some sort of feeling, the way he said about Kenyon Drake, which, you know, one play, but and Drake had some great game. In fact, might have to consider Jay Ajayi. Vibes. I mean, two 200-yard games.
Yeah.
I don't know how Ricky Williams isn't on this list. Played for here for 7 years.
Agreed.
Scored 54 touchdowns.
Agreed.
In almost like less than 100 games. They had songs about him while he was here.
What were his better years, though? Were they in the 90s?
No.
He was 02, he ran for almost 2,000 yards. 03, ran for almost 1,400 yards. Then he retired. Then he came back and ran for a little less than 1,000. Then he got suspended. And then the 4 years after that, 08, 9, and 10. 07, he was on the team, but he only played in one game.
Then Ricky should absolutely be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ricky had another 1,000-yard season there with a season where he scored 11 touchdowns on the ground.
That's fair. We'll take off Zach Thomas then. That's a good call by you, Appel.
You look at Rick as in a negative light because he quit on the team and he got suspended.
Well,
and
you know what? There's something to be said for that. Do you take points away because he wrecked a season?
Or did Dave Wannstedt wreck Ricky Williams
Well, okay, that's fine, but tell us right after the season. Don't wait till the next season is starting. Bah. Like, well, I mean, no, I'm saying, like, if you're going to grade it fairly,
the great with Ricky Williams outweighs that, because I was juiced up to get him back.
And this is the question about these lists, because we did a list yesterday that we kind of talked about the same thing. Is it the most talented guys, or is it the best season?
So Lana's,
I don't like
vibes.
The word vibes. I hate the word vibes and energy and all these millennial words that mean nothing. Mm. A vibe.
Aura.
That means
aura.
Nothing.
This is an aura, Mount Rushmore.
I don't know what that means.
Good call.
Mount, I don't know aura what aura and vibes mean.
Mount Oramore.
Mm-hmm. AJ Feely, great aura.
Yeah, I would go, if it was 2000 to 2025, I've got probably Ricky Williams on there, but I gotta think about it.
Okay.
But Tua's on there.
Is this is this the best at this the
aura.
Best?
Aura. I don't know how to say this any different. Aura.
That doesn't mean anything. And this will my
then go look at Urban Dictionary. Words. Go ask him Chan.
It's his Mount Rushmore.
Aura.
It's his Mount
Rushmore. Make up words to mean nothing. Aura.
All
and
words
vibe.
Are made up.
So this is the aura list. Let me look up what aura means.
But Tua's on it for me.
Yeah.
Tua.
He doesn't. He has an aura?
Yeah. Oh,
David
sure.
Boston.
I mean, you're the leader of the Eichen Bros, so I imagine Liam Eichenberg.
Oh, Liam Eichenberg.
Okay.
And
a distinctive atmosphere surrounding a given source.
Yeah.
Bang.
That means nothing.
What are you talking about? You literally just said the definition. How can you read what? A definition and say that means nothing?
The atmosphere around someone?
Yeah. Some people have aura. Some people don't.
What about 2,000 yards rushing? That doesn't have an aura?
I'm the one who said Ricky and Jay Ajayi. I mean, there's definitely cases to be made for all these guys, but you got to narrow it down to four.
Aura is trash.
Well, you can say aura is trash. That's fine, but it has a definition. You just defined it. Tua. I guess you got to go Zach and JT. Tua, Zach, JT, yeah. Brent Grimes. David Boston.
Surprised there's no Jay Fiedler on your list.
Why, because he's Jewish?
No, he was a solid quarterback.
Hey, no cap on God for real. Dan Carpenter had aura.
Mmm. Dan Carpenter had
the franchise.
What about Dan Campbell? Can we put Dan Campbell on this list? He had aura.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Maybe Crowder's just a little upset. We're not giving his 1-15 team the love he believes it deserves. Sorry
you
about
gave
that,
Greg Camarillo the spot on your list.
Yeah, but maybe he wanted the defense to be shown a little bit of love there.
Mm.
Yeah, it's on me.
That was because of Dom Capers.
Well, that was fun. That was fun. That was better. Fun. That was better than Talk About It Tuesday.
It was. Yeah. You saved us, Solana.
Mm-hmm.
You fell into a Pell's trap, and then you saved us.
The Marlins, I know a Pell.
Reggie Bush, people are texting in.
Ooh, Reggie Bush. Underrated, underrated Dolphins tenure, Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Very underrated Dolphins tenure.
Jarvis Landry.
Chris Chambers.
Jarvis Landry was very good.
Chris Chambers. Randy McMichael.
They in the 2000s?
Yeah. Early 2000s. Mm. Hawk,
I argue McMichael might be the best tight end we had in 25 years.
Yeah. Hawk, you seem to get the late 90s and aughts confused often.
Well, So when I came down here in 87, wasn't really a Dolphins fan. I kind of haphazardly paid attention. Then I started on the Le Batard show in 04. And I think the Dolphins were brutally bad. Mm-hmm. So I don't have many memories of that era other than Crowder. It was a fantastic job when you guys went to London and you did the London Fletcher thing. That was super.
To your point, Hall, you got to separate. Honestly, like thinking about this situation, you separate post Dan Marino, because then you got Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, Dwight Stevenson. Then you go back to Larry Little. Like you can go back to, you know, Trace Armstrong and all the, like you can have the old guys and then you have the 2000 to now where they haven't won a playoff game.
For whatever reason, I don't feel like Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas belong in this feudal 25 year era from 2000 to 2025. I mean, it's one of the worst 10 years, one of the worst runs in professional sports. And I don't feel like Zach and JT belong in there, except they do because they played then. So I think that's where I'm having a difficult time delineating.
Hawk, being friends and playing with them, they almost didn't deserve to be a part of this.
Right.
They deserve to be on some championship teams because they are Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And you got to go where you're drafted. But JT... JT will, you know, he'll tell you like, yeah, man, God, man, I wish I could have done something more, you know, like team wise. But Zach is just, he's just a hard nosed Texas football player where he believes that he should have done more.
I'm like, Zach, you feel like JT should have rings, plural.
That's the thing. JT knows he should have rings. Zach is like, I could have made more tackles.
Right, right.
I should have made more big plays. I'm like, Zach, you were making 200 tackles a year. They couldn't score touchdowns. I was on teams with Zach when I was like, man, we held them to 13 points. We lost 13-10. Yeah, we should have held them to 9. I'm like, Zach, that's not how football works, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
But that's why, for me, Tua actually goes on the list. Like, you've got offensive – we scored 70 points in a game with Tua at quarterback.
If Tua didn't have injury issues, I'm with you. But you have to put it all into context. He misses games. Last year, we went to the playoffs. He didn't miss 5 games. Yeah, guaranteed.
The Dolphins did that to themselves. They didn't have to put him on IR.
But they have to, because now in football, if you see somebody get a concussion, it's the, you know, the worst thing that could ever happen to an athlete.
Rob Conrad, of course, for swimming.
He didn't swim through the dam.
Yes, he did.
Boy. He did not swim through the Gulf Stream.
Yes, he did.
You can't swim through the Gulf Stream.
That's why he's on the list, because Rob Conrad did the impossible.
I caught a hog and a gator.
Right.
What?
I have captured a wild hog and a wild alligator in my life.
Well, let me see the Sun Sentinel article about it.
Have any of you gotten tricked by AI yet?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, because I don't sit on my phone all day playing and wasting time and being a loser.
I feel like my radar is up so high on that.
Yeah, I feel like I've got a pretty good idea of when it starts.
It's like even who was it? Davion Mitchell that was spotted wearing a jersey somewhere.
Yeah, his own jersey.
And we were like, no, can't be. It's got to be AI. It's got to be Photoshopped or something. But it was actually him, right?
It was him. Yeah.
Yeah, my guard is just up for all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like mine is as well. And Crowder, you are right. I am chronically online. I doom scroll all day. It's why I get nothing done for this show. And the other day, just happened to be scrolling, I see a video of a leopard on a dolphin's back in the middle of the ocean. Mm. And a boat comes right up with, you know, I don't know, like government workers or marine biologists, conservationists, and they actually lift the leopard off the back of this dolphin and they save it. And then the dolphin and the leopard miss each other and they put them together to give them like a one final goodbye. And the dolphins save the leopard and they're cleaning the leopard and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in tears. I'm like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then I open up the comments and everybody's like, this is AI, this is AI, this is AI. I got duped by AI. It's the first time it's ever happened to me. I'm cooked. I'm done.
Was the dolphin Rob Conrad? Because Dave Hyde missed that in the Sun Sentinels. Solana, you thought a leopard was riding a dolphin in the ocean?
Bro, it was so real.
What else would fool you? If I showed you a stick figure and said, this is me? How could you possibly think that was real?
Because it's real. Because AI is more real than real things, Hawk. It's more real than real things.
Shadow banned.
So, how would the inception of this situation happen?
That's the thing. How? Like, at what point? Middle of the ocean, so the leopard just never.
This is the problem.
Are there straps on a dolphin?
These young kids, everything started when it started. They don't think about inception of when things started.
Oh, get out of here. I've seen Life of Pi. Have you seen Life of Pi?
Was struggling and a dolphin saved him. Dolphins can't even swim on top of the water in a straight line. They have to go under because their tails are flat. They don't have side-to-side tails. You're an idiot.
That's bottlenose dolphins only. This wasn't a bottlenose dolphin.
It's not bottlenose dolphins. Yes, you're just making up words.
If you're ever getting chased by an alligator, run zigzag.
That's true.
I know.
But I would tell you, if you're getting chased by alligator, haul ass. Jump on something. Don't start running ziggly zagglies.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Chelsea is leading Fluminense 2-0. They just scored a second goal. 66th minute. Chelsea is, 25 minutes away, plus stoppage time, from reaching the FIFA Club World Cup final.
All right.
Your weather. It's hot. It's humid. 88 degrees. Tonight the lows will be 82. That is your weather.
And now we can bid adieu to Josh Appel. Really?
I really brought it today.
Really did something. Josh was the leopard on our dolphin's back.
He brought a great question.
Oh, keep the side.
I thought that was going to be the end of it, where it was the dolphin was Rob Conrad. Anyway, all right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Josh, and we'll give away the Marlins tickets in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. Quick break. We'll come back with more.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder,
Hawk,
Crowder,
Hawk,
Unk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just for bleeps and giggles, I went on the Hard Rock Bet app just to see, you know, like Dolphins futures for the season or whatever. But they actually have the week one lines posted. And we talked about it. We went through the schedule, but it's Anthony Richardson, you know, Indianapolis. They're at Indy week one. Do you know what the line is on that game? You want to guess what the line is?
Oh, I don't know about either team. I would say Indy's still favored, but by one.
Yeah, it's Dolphins by one on the road. That's interesting, isn't that?
That is very interesting.
Want to guess the over-under? Week one. Tua and the Dolphins against Anthony Richardson and the Colts.
Are we sure it's going to be Anthony Richardson? Because didn't they sign Danny Dimes? Daniel Jones? They signed Daniel Jones.
I imagine it's going to be Anthony Richardson, right? I mean, I guess there's the possibility not, but I'm assuming it's him.
I don't know if Steichen's job is on the line, right? We just read from sportsbetting.ag. His job is on the line.
Do you give yourself a better chance with Daniel Jones?
I mean, you go into training camp, you let them battle it out, and it's not out of the question that Daniel Jones, who's won a playoff game, in my opinion, can beat out Anthony Richardson, who truthfully hasn't done anything in the NFL. Anything.
How about total passing yards for Tua? Total passing yards. For Tua for the season. This is on the Hard Rock Bet app. What do you think the over-under is set at for Tua total passing yards?
3,500.
Wow. Nailed it.
Really?
3,500.5.
They have to take injury into account. If he plays 17 games, he'll kill that.
Fly over that. He'll be a 4,000-yard passer if he plays all 17 games.
100%, but that's now that's like the narrative, and he hasn't broke it. But to your point, Hawk, you bring it up all the time. He did 1 year, but he's the other 4 years he hasn't.
Cam Ward over under on passing yards for the season. Cam Ward
3,200, 3,500, 3,205. Yeah, got to be lower.
Because they've got to be never a bad know those team, right? Because, if you're number one pick, you're going to a bad team.
Going to a bad team and does a transition and, like, all that making play stuff that he tries to do, we have to see if it transitions to the league because you'll get sacked fast in the NFL.
Why? Didn't the Commanders just set a precedent?
That's true. Jaden Daniels was a huge surprise.
You think Cam is Jaden Daniels?
I think he might be better. And I'm not saying that as an indictment of Jaden Daniels. I think Cam Ward is going to be a legit superstar in the NFL. I think he's got all the tools. He's composed. He should have been in the NFL a year prior. I mean,
I don't even want to take this as an argument because I really do like Cam Ward. His process is going to have to speed up. It's just
he's not going to have that time to sit around there and
the stuff he does where he just steps up and nonchalant. We praised him in college for like not nonchalant, but just calmness. NFL is not a calm game. You have to get rid of that damn ball.
Total rushing yards, Devon Achane for the season.
900.
Man, nailed it. You could be an odds maker.
Oh, Vegas, baby.
Let's see. Receiving futures. This one will be interesting.
Oh.
I got to find some of the Dolphins here.
I'm already going to tell you I'm going low on Tyreek because he's older, and I think the narrative of him just being upset and all that stuff, so I would say 1,300.
You're taking the under?
Yes.
Because it's 975.
They don't think he's going to get to 1,000?
No.
They're daring you to take the over there,
they're
too.
They're daring you to take the under.
He's going to – Tyreek Hill is going to get to 1,000 yards.
So now you're on the over?
I'm on the over now. I thought I was thinking 14, 1,500, and I was going to – okay, 13 because there's some trouble. They don't think Tyreek Hill can get to 1,000 yards? That's crazy.
He didn't this past year. Did you guys see in Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel – he's doing countdown to camp.
Yeah.
And in his story this morning, maybe it was yesterday, I read it this morning. Over the past 2 years, the Dolphins are 11-0 and average 35 points per game when Tyreek Hill has 100 yards or more receiving. When Tyreek doesn't reach 100 yards, he has 99 or fewer, the Dolphins are 7-16 and average 18 points per game.
Wow.
And if Chris Perkins can figure that out, the Bills so and Mike the Ravens McDaniel. And the and Mike yeah. McDaniel, Sean all McDermott, the opponents yeah. and all the Dolphins know it, man. But they double-team Tyreek.
Total receiving touchdowns, Tyreek Hill, for the season on the Hard Rock Bet app.
See, now you've said 975. Eight?
Nine and a half.
Seven and a half. Well, seven and a half.
Wow.
So they're expecting Tyreek to fall off. Honestly, 975 and eight touchdowns is not the best. Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, they're going to destroy those numbers.
Double digits. Hawk, what's the over-under on wins on the Hard Rock Bet app? Because I saw 2 weeks ago the Dolphins were – remember they started the season at 8.5 or started the offseason 8.5 over-under. It was at 7.5 2 weeks ago.
So it is still 8.5 now, but the under is minus 185 and jeez. Over is plus 150, which I feel like they're a 9-win or better team. But, man, I got a little scared looking at the schedule today when we were really going over because that is not easy. And if you falter out of the gate, man, that is so hard to get that back.
Oh, not even that. If this damn Tua gets hit too hard,
right.
Now we're dealing with a problem.
Well, how about Dolphins to make the playoffs?
Huntley and Boyle and all those dudes were terrible. We knew it. Skylar Thompson, none of them on the team anymore. Zach Wilson doesn't give me any more – you know,
me neither.
A better sleep on a Wednesday night either.
Dolphins will reach the playoffs. Yes or no?
No.
No is minus 190. That's a big favorite. Yes is plus 155.
The AFC West have two. The AFC North might have damn three. AFC South had to have one. They're terrible. Yeah, it's the Bills are going to go. What are the Patriots going to be? It's as a betting man, I wouldn't bet on the Dolphins making the playoffs this year.
I would take a flyer. Plus, you said plus 155? Yes?
Yes, that they will make the playoffs.
I would take that flyer. Bro, last year we did the exact same thing. And again, I know I'm usually the Dolphins detractor. I realize that. Last year, we said the exact same thing. The first 6 weeks of the season are the most important six games for the Dolphins. And by the bye week, they have to be 5-1. And Tua got hurt week two. You lucked out a win against Jacksonville. And then Tua comes back to play Arizona-Buffalo, and they lose both those games. And the Dolphins still managed to put themselves in a position to make the postseason. And granted, they didn't. Losing to Houston. But they still put themselves in that position. Tua missed almost half the season a year ago, and the Dolphins almost made the playoffs.
Did you know that you can bet the Heat Summer League game tonight?
Hell yeah.
Solana, you know they pulled a mega ball, the Mega Million tonight? I put myself in a situation to win it because I bought a ticket.
You know, I'm looking now at the NBA futures because I'm on the Hard Rock app. The Hard Rock app doesn't seem to believe that Norman Powell is as big an acquisition as perhaps Solana and I do. to win the East, the order that they have the East, essentially, Cavs, Knicks, Magic, Hawks, Sixers, Celtics, Pistons, Bucks, Pacers, Heat.
Mm. I don't agree with it, but I think y'all have amped up this Norman a little too much.
Ah, who had the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals a year ago? Absolutely nobody.
Just saying.
Who had the Heat in the Finals in 2023?
Yeah.
Or 2020?
What do they know? Anybody want to lay some money on the Heat Warriors game tonight? What do you know about this game tonight, Solana?
Kasperis Jakučionis can't play worse than he played in the first two games.
Heat tonight are 2.5-point favorites over Golden State.
And y'all told me it's nobody playing well.
No, not nobody, but like the guys that you wanted to see. You know, there's a long list of dudes playing for the Miami Heat right now that we'll just never talk about again. You know, they'll go to the G League and or they'll go to Europe.
The Kalel Wares.
Right. You want to see Kalel Ware dominating
on these guys.
Yeah.
All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Oh, let me give away the Marlins tickets here. What number caller do you want to take? For the Marlins tickets. You want to take caller one for Tua? You want to take caller five for Mike McDaniel being 5-1 to be first NFL?
Let's say caller nine for 9 wins this season.
Nah, let's do 11. 11. Dolphins are going to win 11.
11 wins this season. 11-6.
I hope you are right, man. That would be great.
Please be right.
That would be great. Caller 11 gets 4 tickets for Marlins Royals at Lone Depot Park. We have a 4-pack to give away every day this week. These tickets are for July 20th. Caller 11, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.